Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
5 o'clock, great to have you. And it was perfect timing as Luke was doing his update. The NHL on ESPN showed Ovi marching into LCA, looking every bit like a 55-year-old father of four. Ovechkin... It's unbelievable. Guy's got 850 goals. He looks 850 years old. Like if someone was not a hockey fan and they just showed Ovechkin walking in the arena, they'd go, is that the player or the coach? There's not a person would answer player.
That's the guy that cleans out the trash bins, Mike. That guy looked old a decade ago. He looks rough.
Can I offer something too? They also showed a stat because they got a double dip tonight. Do you know how many points Nikita Kucherov has?
So many points.
No. Do you know how many?
I don't know
many?
The number, no.
Okay. So who leads the Wings in points? Just give me the player.
Dale Larkin?
No.
Really?
It'd be Lucas Raymond.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, yeah.
How many?
We're in the 70s of games. Say 55?
63 points.
All right, I'm close.
Nikita Kucherov. And if you want, Nate McKinnon. You know how many points they have?
90.
I was about to say, this is going to be embarrassing.
136 and 133.
Jesus.
More than double our best players. I understand. We are cherry-picking guys who are having the two best seasons in the NHL from a productivity standpoint. But it is mind-blowing when you look at the context of, hey, the Wings aren't a bad team. This isn't like we're the San Jose Sharks. 63 points gets you tops here. Less than half of what those guys have done. I let it go to Kenny. How many points Kucherov have? Lots. 136,
that
Kenny.
Seems like 90. Like,
oh, it's absolutely
gonna be embarrassing.
I was like, point per game, that'd be somewhere in the 70s. So what's 1.5 points, 2 points? Jesus.
A zilly. But no, we're talking about the Wings. It is the biggest regular season game you've had under Yzerman. It's the biggest regular season game you've had probably in 10 years. It's tonight. It's the Caps. I love the fact ESPN's giving you a little walk up here while the update was going on. But I want to throw that number out, and then I also want to mix in national title game from last night. Not some breakdown of UConn and Purdue. It just the things, the takeaways, because Rico's here today, I am convinced after last night of a couple of things. A, factually speaking, you can run an offense without running that stupid weave, Tom. B, that was for Izzo. B,
thanks, Mike.
The Big Ten is never winning a national championship in basketball again because we don't play the same sport. Purdue represented what I deem to be the best Big Ten team we've seen in several years and one of the better ones in the last two decades. You have a back-to-back national player of the year in Lurch, and you still couldn't get to within 15 points. I just, Rico, watching UConn, all jokes aside, they play a brand of basketball. It is arguably the best pure executed half-court offense I've seen in a long, long time in college basketball.
UConn played a what I like to call a prove-a-point type of style of basketball. They came out there to show we're not only going to go back-to-back.
We're going to destroy everybody.
It's not going to be close. Like, teams are going to hold up, put up banners and say, hey, we had a lead against UConn. That's about the best you're going to get. I mean, what they did to Illinois, Illinois is still somewhere in the corner sucking their thumb.
Tied at 23. Cutsy, 53-23.
30-0 run. I'm going to say this.
Uh-oh.
It's possible.
You're putting the cape on? You're going to do this for everybody? You're going to be Mr. Big Ten?
No. You're going to need more players, but you got to break away from Big Ten style of basketball. And to me, only two teams have tried to do that. Iowa, but they can't consistently get the athletes to play this game. Iowa plays no defense. They just want to run up and down the court. It's a guy who he just kind of – Brad Underwood in Illinois. If Illinois plays a different style, I thought Illinois would have been the best chance this year. And then when they play UConn, you saw they couldn't match UConn horses for horses. They had some players – but UConn showed we got about six or seven guys. We could bring guys off the bench who are just as good as the starters. That's the problem. You got to break away from the Big Ten style of we're going to just kind of methodically go first one to 60-65 wins the game.
Once again, they're never winning one.
Yeah,
they're not winning one.
Illinois is trying to, and Underwood's going out in the portal and trying to, he's just stole AJ Storrs. Looks like he's going to go from Wisconsin there. If he can bring in the players, his mentality and the way he tries is their best hope. But you're right. Other than that, the Big Ten, you would have thought within the last 24 years as a whole would have said, guys, maybe we just need to change up our style and do things differently. But no, they keep believing, well, if you win the Big Ten, you got a shot. Yeah, you'll get a number one seed, but you won't hoist a trophy.
No, it's just – and again, UConn.
I mean, to put in perspective, the fact that – in a second, Cleves' son is going to be playing college hoops, and his son may be the first one to win a Big Ten title since his father. That's how long it's been.
You mean Natty?
Yeah, Natty. Yeah, Natty. Yeah.
Let me help you. He's not winning one. So, I am in awe of what Danny Hurley has done because it's not what Nate Oates is doing at Bama. It's not all offense. They guard. They're physical. They attack you. They play it at both ends. They don't need to run to beat you.
They got the length. Yeah.
They'll execute in the half court, and they'll murder you. Dude, they run like 8 million screens.
How about this? They did something that everybody tried to do against Edie. They ran a double team at him, and Edie looked as if he had never been double teamed before, throwing the ball into the backcourt, just missing on passes. It was like you saw the frustration where he was forcing shots, and every other Big Ten team tried to do that. But UConn sends a guard about 6'2 at 80, and he freaked out and just lost it. So, yeah, I'm with you. The style that they play was, I mean, it's almost like when the spread offense hit college football and it was so different. And you're like, what are they doing? This is so different from what I'm used to seeing. Yeah, until the Big Ten changes, I'd like to sit here and say, Mike, this is hyperbole.
No.
I can't say that. I think Illinois may be the best bet because I don't see, maybe Dusty May brings in a different mentality at Michigan since he's new. He doesn't have the whole Big Ten stench on him.
But, and look, Beeline had two cracks at it. And if it wasn't for Luke Hancock or whatever that kid was, the kid for Louisville, or obviously, like, dude, they've had chances. I'm not saying you won't have bites at the apple, but it just feels like
the Wisconsin team in 2015.
Yeah, the Kaminsky team. Yeah. I just watched it. And also, here's the other thing. It shows you. This is where. It shows you how far away not only the team is, but the coaching is. Danny Hurley is what Tom Izzo used to be.
Had that conversation this morning.
You're right.
Where Danny Hurley, I'm going to do, like you heard Tom saying, paraphrasing, I'm going to do whatever it takes or die trying type of thing. Hurley actually will do that, where he came in and just said, this offense is garbage. I need new offense. I need, what do I need to do to change this thing? And he did. And he brought in the players and he went into the portal and he got guys and he has a machine right now.
And here's the other thing. I take great pride in this. I love the fact UConn now has 6 national titles in 25 years. Duke has 5 total.
They went into blue blood territory.
Well, for all of the sponge bathing the media does for Duke, UConn has more titles in 25 years.
The problem is, because when UConn is bad, they're horrific.
I'm fine with that.
But
you're right. Wouldn't take 6 titles in 25 years?
And that's just it. Yeah. 6 titles, you would. Even if it meant, well, you're not going to make the tournament in a couple of years.
That's why I never valued the streak. Yeah. I don't care. It doesn't add up to anything. Here's the last question. You could settle this. I have my own feelings. What is this narrative now bubbling up about, well, Zach Edey has to be drafted. Does he?
No. Unless you are a team. Zach Edey can be drafted, but he can be drafted in the second round.
So he's Luka Garza.
No, he's better than Luka Garza, but I get what you're saying. He's somebody that if you brought in Edey as part of your second squad and you just had an offense dedicated to him, dump it down low, let him do whatever he has to do, give him 10, 15 minutes a game, that works. Him for 48 minutes in the NBA, no, because that's not a position that the NBA values anymore. He's not shooting threes. He is just living and eating in the paint.
He just can't move. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
The game's moved on. It's not his fault.
Right. That's why I say a second rounder, you bring him in, and you set up an offense just for him. When he's in there, that offense is all about getting it into Edey, slowing the game down, dump it in. And it's good for, I guess, a team with a lot of three-point shooters because if you can double-team him, he throws it out, and they shoot the three.
Does he go lottery?
Oh, come on.
I'm asking. There's a lot of dumb people who run the power ball.
Okay, no.
Hold on. All right. Not lottery. Does he go first round?
No.
Okay. I just had to ask.
No, because here's the thing. First rounders are teams that are, you know, playoff teams late in the – no. I mean, to me, he's a second-round luxury item. You can take a chance, and if he fails,
all right,
you ship him off to the city.
Let's have some fun. Put it on a board. Not because I think it's right. Somebody's going to take him in the first round. They will be a victim of hype and narrative. And look, I don't think per capita, I don't think there's a dumber collection of GMs in any league than the NBA. The NBA does some of the most unspeakable, stupid things.
Wait a minute. Kenny, if he goes to the Pistons, now you open up all of those three-point shooters that Monty wants.
And you've displaced Jalen Duren. Okay, great plan. I quit.
You put Duren at the 4.
248-539-9797. But if you had some thoughts about last night, it's a dominating performance by UConn. Danny Hurley has built something you just don't see in today's college, in any form of college athletics.
You're right. This run reminds me of Izzo, the 99 to 2001, where he just, I'm going to do whatever it takes. He became addicted to winning, defense, toughness, rebounding, transition game. Like, all of that stuff happened. Even had the flair of running up and down and letting Mo Pete or Jay Richardson dunking the ball.
Cutscene.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, to the people, number of topics in the hopper. Jeff is with us next on the ticket. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, pal. What's on your mind?
Well, I just called because I'm really furious with Scott Harris, and I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. If he thinks that he's going to force feed all us Detroit Tiger fans with this version of a major league roster, then why doesn't he do something, stand up for all of us fans? And every time this team is under 500, he reduced his ticket prices by a third. Because this is insane what he's doing to us. He's holding us hostage like we're responsible for his team being pathetic.
Well, Jeff, you don't like the new menu items?
Yeah. No, Jeff, no, Jeff, Rico, listen,
This is realistic.
I get what you're saying, but Jeff, you're going to you have a better chance of getting new menu items than anybody saying, I'm going to give you money back.
It just doesn't happen. I mean, Jeff, it doesn't matter in principality how right you may be.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, look, here's the problem, right? You got to bake this in. They hired this guy. What is he, 35 years old? An alleged very smart baseball man. Well, it doesn't mean we have to like everything he's doing. The idea that we're going to be now in year two, and look, long year ahead, but it's really hard to watch. 7-4, yeah, against the worst teams in baseball. Winning games 2-1, 1-0. You had a miracle today to steal one after doing nothing all day with one run. I am not hopeful. I'm not confident it'll continue. I really couldn't believe what he said in the interview with Chris Russo, basically saying, no, we don't have expectations. We haven't earned expectations. And I'm like, what? How do you just not go on TV and go, yeah, our expectations win the Central?
Yeah.
What the hell else are we doing here?
Yeah,
like, the fact he couldn't say that, I'm like, what are we doing?
I agree. After hearing, I listened to what you said, and that's one of the reasons why I'm completely infuriated with this man, is because here we are. We got rid of Al Avila. He had his own issues, was poor. And this guy was a guy who, he has better knowledge of talent and he'll make smarter trades. But now they're not even willing to make trades. But then they give a guy who hasn't proven anything, Colt Keith, wasn't it something like $26 million to sign? He's never played Major League Baseball before.
Yeah, but hold on. That is something teams are doing around baseball. It's actually a smart investment. I don't hate it. I don't. Look, obviously things did not work out with Wander Franco for off-the-field issues. My point is, whether it was Ronald Acuna, whether it's Wander Franco, whether it is, you know, just any of these young stars, Cole Keith is here. It's going to take a miracle for him not to be here. I think he'll be okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad about it. They didn't sign with some $180 million super deal. This isn't Juan Soto.
See, I think Jeff and people like Jeff are upset because you don't want to hear your president / general manager coming out saying, well, we're just going to punt this year. We don't have any expectation, and we don't deserve the right to have this. Like, you want to hear, you want to win.
Well, here's,
you're a fan. You want to hear everybody in the organization and not even saying, we're going to win the World Series, but, and we got a division that we can go out there and take. And I think we got the players and something, but he just kind of, we win. And if we don't, you know,
well, here are the moves he's made. I think this is what people are tired of. Here are Scott Harris's moves. And I mean, this is what makes it look. Some of them are good, some are bad, but like none of them are going to win a World Series. Like Matt Vierling, Nick Maton, Sands, Lorenzen, Carson Kelly, McKinstry, Ibanez, Kana, Maeda, Flaherty, Urshela, Holton, Englert, Matthew Boyd, Shreve. Taking Max Clark over Langford upset a lot of people. The Erod disaster upset a lot of people. Look, in a vacuum, you can say bringing in Mark Canha, he's the best hitter on the team right now. That You can view that as saying, well, that's a great job by Harris. I look at it the other way and go, that's an embarrassment if you can say that with a straight face. That means the roster is absolutely terrible. Okay? Like that.
No, I just.
So, no, it's
you
just,
win.
That's the problem. And look, Rico, we got a lot of the people yesterday. We're getting a lot of them today. And there's a refrain. Now, do I think the people calling the show represent the majority? No, I do not. I think your point will stand the test of time.
I don't.
75% of people do not care enough to even know who these players are.
And for the record, I don't want to be right on this. I like it when I hear the people like Jeff who are angry, who are passionate, because you want victories, because you see a division that could be had, because you want, you know, an owner and the manager and every and general manager who looks like they're trying to do everything to win in a division that's winnable.
Oh, infinitely. I mean,
that's the frustrating part, because next year you can't say this, but this year you can say, you know what, we can win this thing. So you go out and you make moves. And when you look at the payroll, it's like, okay, it's not because we're overpaid. You're underpaid at league average payroll. So what's the excuse?
Do you know how
Why are you
under?
Not making the moves?
Do you know what the league average payroll is?
Yeah.
$164 million. You know what yours is?
Unfortunately, yeah.
$105. It's not close. Right. It's not like Rico and I are on the air bitching about not spending the extra $10 million in some imaginary line. You're not trying. Like,
it's almost as if you get a badge of honor by saying we won with a payroll this small.
And I mean, honestly, you'll play the Twins here coming up. The Twins are awful. Their best player's already hurt, and Royce Lewis, he's always hurt, but they can't score runs. Like, you have an opportunity here to rack some wins up, but mm-hmm. I just want to see the offense perk up.
Yeah. You get the Twins. Yeah. It's 7 out of the next 11 games.
Ought to be a thrill a minute. All right, let's go over to Austin, 97.1. What's up, Austin?
Hey, Austin? Mikey.
Hey.
Dude, we need another Eclipse, man. I miss Stoney already. But I totally agree with you about UConn. All I could think about watching that game last night was just they play like the perfect brand of basketball. They play great defense. They can shoot. And they'll abuse you in the paint with that Donovan Clingan guy. They're just such a well-put-together team. And it makes me sad as a Big Ten basketball fan because, like, I don't think we have a team that looks or plays anything like UConn does. And as good as Purdue is, it just seems like all they do is feed Edie or just kick it out and shoot threes. And if they're the best program in the Big Ten, I mean, like, what shot does the conference have of winning an Natty?
That's my problem. And I'm in Austin. Look, Dusty May just got here. Like, I'll give him time to build. But, like, I don't know that Izzo's got another one in him.
No, Purdue's going to run back the same style of offense because they got another 7-footer sitting on the bench waiting to come in.
No, I Austin, I'm with you, man.
I thought it was Illinois.
Another one.
I thought it was Illinois, but they got embarrassed by UConn. 30-0 run on them.
So. What I'm tired of, Austin, is it's a lot like what we're talking about with the Tigers. Like, Big Ten basketball is just not entertaining. It's not fun to watch.
No,
it's not modern.
Not at all.
And it's like,
first
all
to 65.
Right. Then what are we doing? Like, there's no point to it.
And, dude, what, like, I'm a Buckeye fan. Like, watching OSU play Wisconsin or play Illinois or play Indiana, it's such a bad brand of basketball. I mean, like, is this the best we can do as a conference? Like, geez, dude.
I know. No, Austin, I know. And I don't know why they're so addicted to it. I don't know why there's this weird, like, oh, we have to live up to being, you know, brute force, physical.
Because
all it would take is somebody coming into the league and going, I'm not doing it that way.
Because that's just the way it is. It's like the Big 12 in football. Like, we're not going to play defense. We're just going to play video games. We're going to score. It's like certain conferences, it becomes a badge of honor.
Well, it's not here. If you haven't won anything in a quarter of a century, that's a bit of an issue. 248-539-9797. Kenny, any ticket ticks you want to get to?
Yeah, sure. Last night was terrible play by Purdue was key. The terrible guard play by Purdue was key. They were overmatched.
Yeah, they've been overmatched every year. They don't have good guards. They haven't ever had good guards.
Here's your by the numbers.
Right.
The number one.
3-point shots.
3 points made.
UConn,
by Purdue guards.
UConn is just too good. UConn, as Mike and Kenny would say, is a wagon.
They are. But the problem is, look, obviously, UConn won't keep it going. I don't know that a three-peat is possible. The idea is it won't matter because even the other teams around America in the Big 12 and in the ACC and in the SEC, I feel like the Big Ten is falling so far behind as a conference. And at one point, Michigan State, and Austin, our last caller. The Buckeyes were the representative in this conference when Thad Matta had it rolling, when Tom Izzo had it rolling. Dude, all those programs are dead. Michigan is dead. We are dead. The Buckeyes are dead. Now I'm sitting here jealous of effing Nebraska.
Yeah, the Indianas are gone.
Dead. Yeah. Also dead. Like, seriously, the people that are supposed to carry Matt the
Painter,
banner.
Yeah, Matt Painter's not going to change his style. You're going to get the same style next year.
Great. Can't wait. Where will they? Are they going to build a bear to go find us a 7'5" player? Who's coming in next year? Who's Edie's understudy?
7'2", I think.
I quit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So the draft is quickly approaching.
Yeah, it is.
So I have a pre-draft list of winners and losers going into the draft.
Okay.
For various reasons. Number one on the list is the Atlanta Falcons for finally securing their quarterback, getting Mooney and Rondell Moore. They can now take the best player available at number 8 or trade to a quarterback-needy team.
I have no argument. The only thing that separated them from back-to-back division titles was a functioning, quality quarterback. I mean, Cousins, you don't have to love him. He's at least that.
I think for Atlanta, it really boils down to what the Cardinals do at 4. If there's no movement and the Cardinals don't trade and their fourth quarterback does not go, now Atlanta becomes that viable option, or, you know, your Giants come into play, Mike. But, yeah. I think pick number 4 is going to be the pick that kind of sets the whole draft night off.
And a loser, Arizona, because they didn't help Kyler Murray out basically at all. Much of Arizona's focus in early free agency was on defense. Not a lot of help for Kyler.
And it kind of goes to what I just said. If Arizona says, you know what, we're not taking the bait, we're going to go get Marvin Harrison Jr., and we're going to give him to Kyler Murray, and he's the best wide receiver in this, then you feel like, okay, this makes up for you not going out getting offensive players.
Well, the problem is still they've never put a good offensive line around Kyler. And that I can't rationalize. You know, you take a QB number 1, you know he's tiny. I mean, why? But they're a shipwreck of a franchise. I mean, the owner's under investigation. The GM left in disgrace. The whole thing's a mess.
Winner is Philadelphia for prioritizing defense this offseason. They were 26th in yards allowed and 30th in points allowed last year in the NFL, bringing in Vic Fangio and a bunch of players on defense to help shore it up.
It looks good on paper, Kenny. I need to know mentally where the Eagles are. Because they had an epic meltdown at the end of the year where I I believed in this team, and I thought this team had all the personnel to go back to the Super Bowl. And by the end, nobody was picking them in the game against with Tampa. It was like, yeah, they were awful. So tell me that your coordinators are now good, that your head coach is good, and you got this under wraps, and we don't have to worry about getting your head of security kicked out and everything falling apart, and I'll believe in this Eagles team again.
I think he said it all. It's all about the locker room. It's all about whether that team even wants to play for Nick Sirianni anymore. That was a complete disaster.
And a loser, the Cowboys, for basically doing nothing. People will tell you that it was because of their limited cap space. But as we always say, this is the NFL and the cap is not real.
Whatever it is, they needed to do more. And I'm not telling you they should have had the biggest offseason because the cap, there are limitations. But Rico, they did zero.
Yeah.
Absolute zero.
They did zero, and it's not like they were a team that was on the cusp or just lost out in the Super Bowl and said, we're just going to run it back with the same personnel. Got embarrassed again in the playoffs, and yeah, I mean, my goodness, Green Bay just took your heart early in that game, and you were never in it. So, no, I expected them to make some major moves. I don't know if it's because they're afraid of what Dak is going to cost them down the line, so they're trying to save pennies, but you should have did something.
And my favorite winner on here so far is the Houston Texans, bringing in Diggs, re-signing Dalton Schultz, Noah Brown, Desmond King, and getting Joe Mixon in the mix. They're in the all-win-now approach,
yeah.
And they're a winner for
them. They have a rookie-scale QB. He might be the second-best quarterback in football. They're in a Super Bowl window. They recognized it. They did everything in their power to do it. And now, to me, I have no problem if you want to have a conversation of saying, hey, they're the biggest threat to the Chiefs.
The only thing that I'm hesitant about with the Texans is the sophomore slump with C.J. Stroud. You know, will teams catch up to him and you find out, okay, maybe he's not as good, they figured him out type of thing. But Kenny, if that is not true, then what Mike just said stands. Like, they're going all in. It's kind of the aggressiveness that I wanted to see a local team here have.
How dare you?
Where you just say, I don't care about next year. I'm only worried about this year.
And a loser, the Baltimore Ravens, because they literally lost too many players. Jadeveon Clowney, Patrick Queen, Josh Simpson, Ronald Darby. I mean, you name it, they've lost it. I think that makes them a loser.
What they didn't lose, though, was their defensive tackle pairing up the middle, which is dominant. They added Derrick Henry. Look, I just think the biggest...
And they're the Ravens, and they somehow always just find a way.
Well, again, Lamar will find a way to end their season in the playoffs because he sucks. Sorry? Sorry?
The last winner on this list.
You get
list,
a half bill on that.
Okay.
The last winner on this list, which I might disagree with and call it a loser, but the Steelers for reshaping their quarterback room, if you want to call Russell Wilson a win, I don't know that I'd call it a win. I think he's a weird dude.
How about this? They've got two options. They've got hope at the quarterback spot. Did they have it before making this pair of moves? Absolutely not.
No, but I think we all see who the quarterback is, but for some reason, they promise Russ, you're going to get the first crack at this, and you're willing to throw away about 3-4 games this year. Hopefully you win a couple, because I think in the end, you're going to regret not just coming out and playing Justin Fields right out the gate.
And that is your NFL pre-draft winners and losers.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Kenny, give me a couple of ticket texts, and then we'll get down to LCA for Game of the Millennium. What are you smiling about?
Evan had a very unsavory comment. I can't.
Well, can you tell me what it was in reference to?
It may or may not be true. It was something that happened on social media. Harbaugh was going to put the nameplate, like your high school recruiting ranking, on your nameplate. But then it was taken down. So Evan was like, well, you know, we're getting close to, you know, ridiculous things being put up in the draft when they talk to the certain players. And
I have no idea what's happening.
That's why I said it was just funny when I came in.
Oh, all right.
You wanted an explanation.
I was generally intrigued until you started talking.
No,
I've asked a very bad question here.
Because I can't say what Evan said.
Oh, okay. Delete that last minute from your brains, and I'd like to apologize to Metro Detroit. Kenny with the ticket text.
With Sider being ill, are we screwed even if he plays? Very worried about this team. I'm with you, Mike. I'm very nervous.
That's your boy, Kenny. You talk about it.
I mean, he blocked like 10 shots. He might have his Jordan flu game here. This is what's going to happen.
Oh, is this where they carry Mo off the ice?
It'll propel us into the playoffs. This will be the defining moment in the season, just like Ottawa was last year, the other way.
How nervous you get 2.5 minutes into the game. Washington scores 1-0. LCA hushed. Come on, talk to me. Take me through it.
I know
you're nervous.
My concern is because I've seen them do this. They get scored on first, and they just turn the engine off. They're like, nope, all right, that's it. We give up. You got us. That's the whole game.
Impossible tonight.
Impossible tonight.
Impossible tonight.
But when Larkin was gone, they'd go down 2-0 and be like, they're going to chase the puck the rest of the game. It's not going to go well. They're going to stand around in their own zone. I've seen this team do this in that 7-game losing streak. I saw Derek Lalonde basically give up his head coaching card and his key to the building. I don't know what happened there. I'm terrified that if they go down, we could be seeing some of the same.
Do you still feel that tonight is one of the great goaltending matchups in modern NHL history?
I never once.
Lindgren versus Lyon. Come on.
No. I never once said that.
Go ahead.
It's the 2014 against the Twins to clinch the division with Joe Nathan. That's what would be the best regular season game.
That's a decade.
I agree with Mike. The Wings are giving me every reason to be nervous, but something inside of me says they get it done tonight.
And where are we at with Jim Costa's presence at this game?
I was about to say, if they win, does the Costa lock now mean something?
No. The Costa lock is poison.
Okay. But if they win.
Cyanide. The fact that he took the air this morning guaranteed a win. The fact that I think
he went to social media as well.
I think what should happen then is if they lose, all of you in listener land should blame him. That's really the only fair way. He guaranteed it, and he bought tickets to go tonight. He's going to be wearing one of his little stupid jerseys. He's going to look like Ferris Bueller's best friend. Cameron.
The Costa lock.
It's bad. You don't want to be Costa locked. Go ahead, Kenny.
Here's one of my favorite ones that came in within the last hour. Ovi looks like the 3,000-year-old Romanian vampire in the Twilight movies. That's from Tom and Flat Rock.
Not far off. It is not far off. He looks like a guy who works in the concrete industry in Long Island.
I was about to say, I'll have to take your word. I didn't see any of the Twilight movies.
Dude, I didn't. I'm saying when you watched ESPN showing Ovi walk into the arena.
I saw that, but yeah. Never saw the Twilight
movie. I'm shocked. You like all things nerdy. All right,
Twilight.
I don't even know what Twilight is. Kenny, what do you want to do? Take a text.
I got one more text for you. With Costa downtown, we don't stand a chance. The Costa lock in combination with him being at the game is too dangerous for the Wings to overcome.
As Rico says, it's just too hot. It's combustible.
I got to tell you guys, calm down. I've never done a lock before. I'll give you the Rieger lock. There is no way the Wings lose this hockey game. There is no way. The Capitals are toast, guys. They've lost 6 straight. They're a minus 41 goal differential. 6 games in a row, only scoring 2 or less. Come on. The Wings have earned your trust at least to beat this bum of a team.
Oh, really? Coming from the same guy who wanted Lalonde fired like 10 minutes ago.
So hey, you know
I'm
what?
Not trying to hear you be the bastion of confidence now.
No, but you know what? I am willing to say, Derek, nice job. Because at the lowest of lows, they found a way. They've got points in the last 3 or 4 games. They're playing better hockey.
I agree with all of it. But I can't. You can't trust them. All they do is hurt you. You got to just hope.
I think they win, and I think they win big.
Oh, God.
That's what I think.
So hold on. To add to the Costa lock, Rico.
Rieger lock.
You get Rieger betting the puck line. It's like this is combustible.
Winning big.
Listen, I haven't checked it, guys. Sorry to cut you off. But wings minus a goal and a half, what is it? I would bet it. I'm that confident. No, guys, seriously, they got the crap out of their system. And you even mentioned it, Mike and Rico. Like, this race for the ace seed, every team has lost seven. Then they get hot. Like, the Penguins were dead and buried and in a coffin. And then they won four in a row. And now they're right there. But the Wings have got past the garbage part. Now they've played good hockey. I think they come out today. Not to mention, they have a little revenge themselves. The last time the Capitals won was 6 games ago or
Are
7
you ready?
Games ago.
So Rieger.
When the Wings lost to them.
The Wings,
so they
win,
got revenge on
Wings
them.
Win by how many goals tonight?
I think they win by 2 at least. 4-2, I'm thinking.
Plus 170.
I'll do it. Let's go.
Do it with Rico, but it's got to be two lunches for one.
We're still,
so I get the odds, right.
Yeah. We're still waiting on the pass payoff.
Well, okay, so hold on. I owe Rico two Chipotle suppers, okay? So if I win this bet,
it's for you're even, Steven. And if you lose,
okay, but if I lose,
you own
three. Let's do it. You in, Rico? I got wings by 2 goals. Goal and a half.
You know what? I'll take the bet, but you still owe me one because I want something out of
this. Wow. All right.
No. No bet then.
You two can sort this out on the side.
Okay. Oh, nobody
you guys
cares about
are the lead up to the game of the millennium. We'll talk to everybody at 2.
Bye, guys.
Hopefully the Wings get this done and we can have a happy show tomorrow. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.